Today on the podcast, we are going to be talking about uncovering hidden gems with AI, and not the current or not the typical hidden gems that Jamie and I always talk about, which is how to make money specifically online. Today, we're getting a little bit more into the nitty gritty details and talking about Earth AI, which has developed an algorithm that has found critical minerals. So we're talking about literally mining using AI. We're going to break this down because the graphics and the maps that they showed were just like mind-blowing to both Jamie and I. We're going to break all of that down in the podcast today. But before we do, I wanted to mention that if you have ever wanted to grow and scale your current company using AI tools, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. So Jamie and I, if you haven't heard us talk about this already, for the last year, every single week, we'll record an exclusive deep dive where we essentially talk about a different technique or AI tool that we're using to make money as a side hustle or to help grow one of our current businesses. So we talk about all sorts of things. One of my favorite areas is the AI marketing growth hack section. We have, I think, over a dozen videos where we break down all of the different growth hacks I have used that use AI to grow your business on different platforms. So I talk about how I was able to get over 10,000 followers on LinkedIn using AI, how I was able to get thousands of visitors to my products using AI in Quora, AI in Pinterest, all sorts of really, really cool strategies. And all of that's evolving a lot. And so we'll be talking about all of that. We talk about all of that there. And we have over 50 videos in here. The other thing that I love about this community is that there's over 300 members. And anytime something new comes out, everyone's talking about it, what they're using it for, how they're implementing it. If you have a question, you post it, you get amazing feedback from people that have started $100 million companies all the way to people that are starting brand new ones. So a really wide range of perspectives. It's an amazing support community, and we post tons of really great resources in there. So it's $19 a month. We would love to have you as a member. You can get a link in the description. That $19, we're going to raise the price. But if you get, if you subscribe, essentially that price, you'll be locked in and it won't ever be raised on you. So you can check it out. The link is in the description. All right, Jamie, tell me what you thought was most interesting about Earth AI and what they're doing to find minerals with AI. This is kind of crazy.
Yeah, so in the past on the podcast, we've talked about another company called Kobold, and they had discovered things. They're discovering things with AI algorithms. Earth AI is doing something similar, and they recently found promising deposits of minerals in parts of Australia that had previously been ignored by mining companies. So from what I understand, they basically take the data that they have available to them, and then they have an algorithm that will determine the chances of finding minerals in certain spots. So, and I had no idea how hard it is to find things like oil and minerals under the ground. My brother-in-law is part of an oil drilling company, and I think I think 1 in 5, if they can hit 1 in 5 wells that they drill, they're doing really well.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And each well costs like over $1 million to drill. So holy, it's kind
smokes.
Of like, I don't want to call it gambling because it's not gambling, but it kind of is, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
if they can increase their chances of hitting these really valuable minerals and some of these, you know, more critical ones to, you know, producing chips and things like that, like cobalt, gold, copper, tungsten, all those kind of things, that's really kind of like a big deal. So they're doing some really big things. Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Okay, so I was kind of blown away. The CEO, his name is Roman Teslak, and he was talking about this, and he said, quote, "The actual real frontier in mining is not so much geographical as it is technological." So really, to him, like, it's not about like the, you know, you hire these geologists and you try to figure this stuff out. Like, that's not where it is. It's all about technology now. So essentially, they have identified a couple things. They identified deposits of copper, cobalt, and gold. They did all of this in the Northern Territory. And they also got silver, molybdenum, and tin. They found that at another site in New South Wales, which is about 500 kilometers north of Sydney. So they did all of this using AI. And to me, it's really, really impressive, because essentially what you can do is You grab, mining companies have a lot of different data sources, and these can all vary. Maybe they go and they take like core samples from areas and they throw them into machines that tell them how much of a mineral is in like this specific core sample, and essentially what they can do is they can one way is they can cross-reference the minerals and the deposits and the rock and whatever they find in that core sample, they can cross-reference that with successful mining sites that have already been found. And they can determine the likelihood of, okay, if we drill deeper, are we going to find it based off of like other sites pretty much. So it's really cool. They have a lot of, really cool AI that can help them do this. So what's cool to me is how this whole company got started, Earth AI in particular. So Teslyuk, he was a student. He's from Ukraine originally, and he was working towards a doctorate at University of Sydney in Australia. And so that's kind of where he got interested in the entire mining industry. So over in Australia, the government essentially owns the rights to all of the mineral deposits, and then it leases them in 6-year terms to, you know, mining companies that will come and try to extract whatever the resources are. They've been doing this since the 1970s. But since then, since the 1970s, any company that is trying to go and, you know, explore and discover things, they're essentially required to submit their data to the National Archive. So this is the keyword there, is a lot of data has been submitted since 1970. And this is what he said specifically about all of this. He said, quote, "For some reason, nobody's using them. If I could build an algorithm that can absorb all of that knowledge and learn from the failures and successes of millions of geologists in the past, I can make much better predictions about where to find minerals in the future." So kind of like I mentioned with like the core, that is probably like a bad example, and probably a miner would be like, that's not at all how we, you know, source our data and use our algorithm. It's just like, that's an example. They get tons of data around what they actually research and the geography and geology of different areas. All of that is then submitted to the National Archive. And then essentially he can just say, okay, well, where are the top 100 most successful mines in Australia? And what did the data around those mines look like? And now he can cross-reference that with everybody's, and he's getting a pretty dang good idea of areas to go look at that might even be like, maybe someone was unsuccessful. They're like, yeah, we like, you know, we submitted it, we tried to mine, we couldn't get it, we moved on. And he's like, well, actually, there might actually be something there, because it's, you know, my algorithm is showing a 95% success rate compared to all the other successes. So in any case, this is when he's decided to start Earth AI. It's such a cool concept. I don't know. What are your thoughts on it, Jamie?
Yeah, I mean, as AI, you know, continues to grow, and we need more powerful chips and more chips, NVIDIA is going to need to get all their minerals from somewhere. And it's one of those things where, well, kind of like gold is a precious metal. The reason it's precious is because it's so rare. So like, you're going to run out at some point if you don't find new creative ways to source things. And you know, a company like this, even if, you know, they're able to, you know, increase their, you know, chances of hitting, you know, by, you know, instead of 1 in 10, if it's, you know, 1 in 7 now, that's huge. And a lot of money there. And people may, you know, maybe they would never sell the technology. Maybe they would just, you know, drill themselves. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's a huge, extremely valuable thing they're doing. So
just a couple things I want to say on this company. Number one, I think their technology they're probably building is going to be scalable for other reasons. But like this, I feel like they have this very unique arbitrage, which is that in Australia, there's all of this data that everyone gets and no one really knows how to use it. So he built an algorithm that can get it. He tried to initially like sell the data. So he was like, hey, we'd run it through an algorithm. We'd go to a mining company and be like, hey, we think like, you know, there's a 90% success rate that this area that people already prospected in and were failures, that there's actually something there. And most people didn't want to buy that. They're like, it sounds like someone else already tried and was unsuccessful. I don't want to waste, like you mentioned, millions of dollars.
Right.
Their CEO, he said, mining is a very conservative industry. Everything outside of the approved dogma is considered heresy. I thought that was kind of a funny quote on it. But I think like realistically what he's actually saying is, because no one's been successful with this AI mining stuff in the past, most people are just really dubious about it. And so, and in any case, he's like, okay, forget it. No one wants to buy our like secret mine spots that we're trying to sell. So then they decided to actually develop their own drilling equipment to prove that the sites they identified were actually as promising as their algorithm suggested. Wow. They got accepted into Y Combinator in 2019. They raised a $20 million Series B. And since then, they've been able to actually go and find some deposits. They've been successful. And now I think they're able to show people that, look, we actually work. My only worry with them is like, they're able to do this in Australia with all that data, but like, let's say theoretically they go and find all of the mines in Australia because they, you know, whatever, then they run out of data and it's like, no other countries have this same sort of open data that they could go use for their algorithms. But maybe at that point they can kind of go make their own, and they're just going to be like, maybe not 100% effective, but maybe there could be like, you know, instead of having to drill 5 wells to hit one, like you mentioned, maybe they only have to drill 3 and they can hit one. And if they can increase that success rate, they're still saving millions of dollars. So right. Yeah, anyways, cool company.
Definitely. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And also, don't forget to check out the School Community, where you can learn how to make money with AI and grow your business. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.